You're listening to SBS News.
While the customers have returned to Daniel Dick's Melbourne Cafe, there's a key ingredient to his successful business he's currently struggling to source: suitable staff.
I'll give you an example. Years ago, you'd put a job ad up on a Facebook page, and I would get 70 to 80 responses. These days, I'd be lucky if I got five. Just seems that people with skills at the pointy end, be it chefs or baristas, aren't as available as they used to be.
His business is not alone and is part of a wider trend in employers emerging out of the pandemic. New figures from the Bureau of Statistics shows 31% of the employing businesses surveyed were having difficulty finding suitable staff. Two-thirds of large businesses and 62% of medium-sized businesses struggled. While 29% of small businesses said they also had no luck, their operations were more likely to be affected. Andrew McCullough is the Chief Executive of Australia's Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
It is one of the most difficult situations they've faced in nearly 50 years. So we have to go back to the oil shock of the mid-1970s to see anything similar. And our survey results are showing that, in fact, in the last 3 months, the problem has got more difficult, not any easier.
But there is untapped potential in the workforce that some say could fill the shortfall. New research from Flinders University shows refugee women in particular are being underutilised. Anna Zirsch is an associate professor at the university.
Women from refugee backgrounds had substantially lower rates of employment from compared to refugee men and also the general population. And they're also more likely to be in lower skilled, lower paid, more precarious forms of employment.
She says barriers such as qualification and skills recognition is stifling opportunity for women to get involved in the workforce.
There's a really strong desire to work. What we really need is the National Refugee Employment Strategy that's looking across states and nationally about where the skill shortages are, how can we support the workers with the skills that they have coming in.
AIMS Australia helps new arrivals find meaningful employment. Here's Laurie Knoll from AIMS Australia.
Migrants and refugees could be a real solution to this. They come to Australia with significant skills, experience and talent. Well, give a migrant or a refugee a go, because you'll find that they are incredibly loyal, hardworking and you know, want to sort of contribute and put back.
Perhaps there is already a solution at hand for businesses looking to fill a vacancy. Sean Wales, SBS News.